Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit PermaSeal.net.
Jen Sabella with us from Black Club Chicago, and you're on Rabbit Watch, aren't you, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, we all kept hearing about people all around the city, mostly on the north and northwest side, saying there are a lot of rabbits around this year, mostly chewing up their gardens. Some strawberry patches have been lost to the rabbit influx. And we called some experts, and apparently the mild winter is to blame. The rabbits that normally wouldn't survive the really cold Chicago winters of our past are making it through and breeding, and there are more rabbits than usual. So you're not crazy. There are more rabbits than usual, and we have some tips on our website on how to keep them out of your garden, which includes sprinkling coyote urine, which is something somebody on our staff is doing in his garden. That does not sound pleasant. You could also do some cayenne pepper if you have some you wanted to deter them from your hostas or your strawberry patches.
Should I ask, where do you get coyote urine?
You know, I don't know. I would Google it. Our John Hansen, who was on with you yesterday, he's the one with the coyote urine hookup. So
okay.
Get in touch with John.
We need to talk to that boy. You've got some follow-up, an interesting story connected to Lollapalooza. What's this about?
So aside from Chapel Roan making Lollapalooza history with the largest crowd at a daytime set, it was not great for some attendees with cell phones. We are reporting on a lot of cell phone thefts at the festival. Actually, like so many, one of our editors, her daughter's friends had their phone stolen. One of our former reporters had their phone stolen. It's not something that the city officially counts, because there were actually fewer arrests this year than previous years. But there are some rings of people who show up at these festivals, and they are really good at pickpocketing. So we're recommending everybody keep an eye on your fanny pack. Don't put your phone in your back pocket. Some of the basics next time you go to Lolla. But otherwise, it was a fun day for fun weekend for all.
Those are good reminders if you're just walking down the street, too. There's an organic farm and job training campus on the way to the south side. Is this definite, Jen?
It is not definite, but it's getting close. It will cost about $25 million to open this campus in Inglewood. Growing Home already has a USDA certified farm at 58th and Wood, and they're basically looking to build this campus around that farm in order to grow produce year round, have a organic produce processing facility in the neighborhood, and create more jobs. They have raised about $13 million of the $25 million. So they're really, putting their foot on the gas with fundraising, and they want to get this off the ground by 2026. We have some renderings on our website, blockclubchicago.org. It's a really beautiful, cool campus. They're just hoping it will bring not only like fresh vegetables to the neighborhood, but lots of jobs and just a good community partner. Something good on a vacant lot in Inglewood.
Right. And, things like that, indirectly, maybe even directly, help with the crime problem in our city. How can people reserve a spot and join you for your big Block Club Chicago Block Party?
Yes, we're really excited about this. If you go to partywithblockclub.org, you can see our lineup for the block party. It is on September 7th at the McCormick YMCA, 1834 North Lawndale Avenue. We have some great bands, food, vendors, all local, very local. If you're, a Chicagoan and you want to support small businesses, local bands, there's a kids zone. There will be a bounce house and all kinds of activities for kiddos. Come on through. It's from noon to 8 p.m. September 7th, right off the 606, walkable from the trail there. So if you're taking your bike, taking your kids out, stop by and RSVP on our website. Let us know if you're coming.
John Hansen will be there telling people where they can get coyote urine. So I know you'll get a big
exactly.
turnout. Jen Sabella, more at blockclubchicago.org. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.